Everyone is concerned about the danger of nuclear holocaust. What I am addressing is the danger of radiation in the environment now. Even if we did succeed tomorrow in stopping all nuclear weapons production and closing all nuclear power plants, we would nevertheless be faced with a monumental task of cleaning up tons of radioactive waste that have accumulated over the years, from atmospheric and underground bomb testing, waste storage sites, and research and industry. The world's nuclear plants will be sources of radioactive contamination for thousands of years after their useful life of 30 years. Men and women lived in equilibrium with natural low-level radiation in the environment up until the last years of the 19th century, when X-rays were discovered. Although it was observed that this form of radiation could have a devastating effect, the early use of X-ray machines went unchecked in medicine. Very little research was done on the negative medical impact of X-rays until the mid-1940s. Much has been learned since then, but not until the early 1970s was the full import understood. In addition to X-rays, several other sources of low-level radiation have been developed in this century. Now there is a new fact of existence. A risk of damage to our health from low-level radiation does exist.